This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, May 25th, 2020. I'm Mark Boulanger. As the world confronts the pandemic and starts to consider how economic activity is organized after it, labor is questioning the role huge corporations will play. An especially worrisome issue is how corporations will use data collected from individuals and other sources. In order to better understand this, Public Services International commissioned a study by IT for Change, based in India. The PSI is the global union which represents national public service unions at the world level. The report was prepared by Parminderjeet Singh. A webinar introducing the report was opened with comments by the PSI's Assistant General Secretary, Daniel Bertosa.
PSI is pleased to be launching this report today. We commissioned it because we think that big data and the role it plays in our political economy is not well understood by workers and unions. And we felt this for a couple of reasons. First, it's clear that workers and citizens are creating value by the production of this data, but they're receiving almost no compensation for it. And that's because the value as an individual data point is almost nil. It's negligible. Yet when we collect this data, or when large corporations collect the data, it's very, very valuable. And it's the corporations that get the profits from that data. And for PSI, and I think the global labour movement, we see this as another form of extraction of surplus value from labour. And that's really important because it's a significant contributor to rising inequality that everyone's experiencing. We were also worried that it was changing the relationship between labour and capital. And not just because it's undermined a long fought for workplace rights, for example, by facilitating precarious work, although that's very, very important. It's also because it's fundamentally shifting the relationship between the owners of capital and the owners of labour, workers. One of the main advantages that labour has had historically was that it understood the production process better than capital. You needed workers to make decisions in the production process. But with the ability to process so much data and with the ability for artificial intelligence to make decisions, what we're finding is capital now knows more about the process than workers, and they can make decisions without worker involvement. And when you think about that, that's actually quite a massive shift in the power relationship in the production process. Even in the past, in the last industrial revolution, even though the machine did the work of many, many workers, you still required some workers to turn it on, to maintain it, to understand when it was overloading, to turn it off if there was a problem, to regulate it. And workers over time, because of their experience with those machines, became skilled. They understood the machine. They understood how it worked. They understood when it needed to be maintained. But with the introduction of AI and big data, all of this is changing. And so often the owner of the data knows more about the production process than the worker. And this has, as I said, massive implications for the relationship, but in particular for the ability of workers to withdraw their labour. And we need to understand that. PSI has a double interest, both as a trade union, but also as the trade union representing workers in the public services. PSI is also worried that government needs data to make decisions in the public interest to benefit us all, but increasingly this data is held by the private sector and by private sector capital. We think that governments need to guard more jealously this resource, otherwise we'll all suffer. So whether it's the ability to understand traffic flows, perhaps Google or Uber has, whether it's the ability to have the information needed to make decisions about water networks or electricity networks, or even to understand the way in which pandemics spread or the intellectual property around vaccines, or even the regulation of media during elections, government must have access to the information that's required to allow our democracies to function. Otherwise, our public services will be undermined, and ultimately democracy itself will be undermined.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can hear an extended version of this report on our website at radiolabor.net. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about caring for each other through global solidarity.